Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Crossover.
Well, thank you for tuning in to the Cross Niche Marketing Training Radio for this segment, The Conscious Marketing Crossover. And I am your Cross Niche Marketing Journalist Facilitator, Alicia Nicole Waters from www.aliciawaterscrossindustries.com. And our primary focus for this segment is all about becoming more awake in our marketing efforts so that we are not asleep. We are not sleepwalking in our marketing agendas. And the time is now to become awake and more aware to the great opportunities and the greater impact and income that you can make, because these opportunities are all around us, but we have to be awake to them. And this segment is also designed to empower you to think outside of your traditional niche, all right? We want you to sort of think outside the box so that you can think about crossover marketing so that you're able to serve in a variety of industries. So this is where you come every Friday to get your end-of-the-week conscious marketing and crossover marketing tips and strategies. Myself, along with special guest marketers, will also provide you with a few marketing concepts that we want you to ponder on as you cross over into your weekend so that you will be set for next week to execute your marketing with excellence. And it's all about conscious marketing execution with excellence. And today we have a special guest that's going to be joining us, and I will be introducing her shortly. But I want to provide you with a conscious crossover marketing tip for helping you to repurpose what you have to offer so that you can serve in other arenas. So over the weekend, I want you to think about reframing one of your current products or offerings to make it more market-friendly for another industry. And a classic example would be if you specialize, let's say, in something like wellness, but you want to step out of doing the traditional marketing to just the wellness professionals or people who are interested in up-leveling their wellness, and maybe you want to start marketing to businesses and organizations and have them to be interested in your offerings. Now, I will say this. Often, when these types of entities desire to up-level their empires, they look for products and services with titles that are more on the or leadership-oriented umbrella. So it would be a great idea for you to consider maybe reframing part of what you offer and maybe use a title like up-leveling the health of your business, or maybe something like your organizational wellness factor. And then within those works, when you begin to share, you can start talking to business owners about how when they take care of themselves first, along with encouraging their employees to do the same, this is how their company is going to have peak performance in every area. So that's just a simple concept for you to think about over the weekend to reconsider, to consider reframing a current offering that you have. And so now this is the part of the segment that I know that you're waiting for when I bring in who's going to be our conscious marketing expert to be able to share with you some weekend tips to cross you over. So in the studio today, we have our special guest, Carrie Heaps, who is a highly successful conscious entrepreneur and marketer, and she stands in her greatness as a conscious marketing game changer. Now, Carrie is the publisher of Strictly Marketing Magazine, and she's also the host of Strictly Marketing Talk Radio. And both of these media outlets are dedicated to providing excellent marketing advice from professionals nationwide. And she's here today to share great conscious marketing concepts to get us ready for the weekend crossover. So without further ado, I want to welcome Carrie. Welcome to the Conscious Marketing Crossover.
Thank you, Alicia. It's so great to be here on the show with you today. I'm excited to share some tips with everybody.
I am excited to have you share as well. And what I'm going to do, since we're going to go in sort of conversational training mode, is I'm going to put on a little background music for us. And I want to be able to start off with asking you, before you get into your concepts and your strategies, if you would please share just a little bit about your company umbrella, Carrie's Network Incorporated, and then also your chief marketing specialty for helping entrepreneurs achieve their best results.
Absolutely. Thanks for letting me do that. Well, underneath our corporate umbrella for Carrie's Network, we have our magazine, Strictly Marketing Magazine, our talk radio program, also called Strictly Marketing, where we only cover marketing topics, networking, sales, social media, public relations, things of that nature. And we also have our knockout marketing services, where we help business-to-business sales organizations with lead generation, appointment setting, and telemarketing. And how we're helping a lot of entrepreneurs right now, Alicia, is that we've just done a spinoff community called Strictly Women in Marketing.
Nice.
And men can join as well. And who benefits the most from joining that type of membership is any women that are in the marketing arena, whether they have a public relations firm, social media firm, women business owners who want to learn more about marketing and get more marketing exposure and media exposure for their business benefit immensely from joining as well. And, of course, men are always welcome to join too.
Nice. Yes, I really wanted to have you to be able to share that so that our listeners of this segment would kind of get an understanding of your chief marketing specialty, because one of the things I know about you is that you have a variety, a whole cornucopia of things to offer marketers at various levels. And that's why I'm really excited to be able to have you in this segment. And so if there's not anything else that you want to share about your company, we can get right into you sharing maybe one or two simple concepts or strategies that you want our listeners to start thinking about so that they can start implementing it next week.
Well, a couple of the strategies that have come to mind just based on what you were talking about before, about reframing your product, and I think that that is a great thing for people to think about over the weekend. And I have told people this several times, that one of the things that you want to make sure that you're doing, if you offer a multitude of products or services, and let's just say part of your marketing strategy is you want to go out there and you want to do networking, you're at chamber events, you're at specific networking events or networking functions, change it up a little bit. You know, usually everybody gets kind of a one-minute spotlight, or they have an opportunity to introduce themselves to other members. And if you are going to reframe and we're going to focus on one product, like you were talking about health and wellness. If you belong to a health and wellness company that has different products, and you've been focusing on one product and you have another one that you don't talk about that often, and let's just say it's a weight loss product, and you really want to talk about this particular weight loss product, who it could help, and also you're trying to reframe it so you can start getting into gyms, or you know, health and fitness centers, or even mommy and me groups for the women who have just had children and they're looking to lose that baby weight. So what you need to do is you need to reframe your one-minute spotlight. Take a few minutes, sit down, write out all of the benefits of that particular product and who they would help the most. And then redo your one-minute spotlight so it's like, hey, I don't know if you know this, we've got a product, and it's called Product A or whatever it's called. And one of the benefits is that if you've just, you know, if you're looking to lose weight, this is going to be a rapid effect. It goes in great with your fitness routine. It's all natural. You know, talk about the benefits and say, you know, and then say, think of who you know who's just had a baby that's looking to lose that baby weight, or who's getting married and wants to get really fit for their wedding, or they're looking at, or they just joined a gym, so they're starting a fitness routine. And also let people know, I'm looking for introductions. I do want to get into spas, salons and spas, health gyms. We want to work with personal trainers. So really paint a detailed picture for people so it's effortless for them to come to you and say, hey, I have a couple of people that you want to meet. So definitely, if that's something you want to work on, reframe and focus on one of those products or one of the services that you offer. And nine times out of ten, I find Yeah, well, what I find, Alicia, is that they find after the networking is done or they've been telling people about it, a lot of people will tell them, oh, I didn't even know you had a product like that. So if you're not talking about it, people aren't going to know about it. So you kind of need to, and it's always good to switch it up a little bit, too, because you'll find if you're going to the same networking functions and seeing the same people, if they're hearing the same spiel from you, they turn you off. They tune out.
Exactly. Yes.
So this is a good way to get them to turn back on, okay?
You're absolutely right. Exactly.
I would suggest for some of the people that are listening this weekend, something you need to think about. And I just had a discussion with my accountability partner this morning when we had our meeting. Is call to action. How important it is to have a call to action, because you can do all of the networking you want, all of the media interviews that you want, but if you don't have some type of call to action telling people what you want them to do, everything's kind of in vain, just like the follow-up.
That's not true. Following
all of your marketing efforts in vain. So you want to make sure that you have something called to action, whether that's, you know, putting something on the back of your business card, go to my website, top 10 tips on losing weight or how to get healthy. Have some type of call to action for them. And that's a discount. It could be a coupon. You know, you could turn up some little coupons to hand out. And, you know, follow up with people. Did you get a chance to go to the website? You know, you don't want to miss out on your coupon. So have some type of call to action as well for people.
Oh, I agree. I love all of those concepts that you're sharing. It's so important. And one of the things that I love what you said about being able to sort of switch things up, and that's the purpose, one of the whole overall arching purposes of being able to reframe it so that people don't get tired of sort of seeing the same thing with you. That's another reason why even on this platform we like to be able to showcase the very different levels and layers that marketers bring to the table, is because we know that in the marketing arena as it relates to radio, there's a lot of interviewing and, you know, traditional interviews, and on various platforms, even though there's, you know, kind of the uniqueness that every host brings to the table for that particular guest, but typically you're going to hear some of the same interview style things. But we like on this platform to be able to showcase the various different levels of how marketers really can fully show up. And someone like you, again, I'm always excited to talk to you because you have such a plethora of knowledge and wisdom and offerings, you know, for people that they get to see so many different sides of you and how you really can effectively meet people where they are. But I love all of those concepts and strategies that you've shared so far.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you giving me an opportunity to share them with everyone, and I hope that it does help and it gives them something to think about this weekend.
Absolutely. Certainly, I'm over here with my notepad just, you know, going and and loving the one-minute concept of being able to really share kind of like a little mini-talk or so. It's almost like a walking, I don't want to say a walking infomercial, but we are metaphysical marketers. So when we go out, we're marketing who we are. And a lot of times, as you said, some people don't even know, wow, I didn't even know you offered that, you know. But when we sort of just reposition and repurpose what it is that we do, we'll be amazed at how many people would actually gravitate to it because it speaks to them on their level when we can tweak it in a way that's understandable for them. And the concepts that you shared today, wow, that just opened it up on a whole nother level.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. And, you know, and again, it just kind of keeps things fresh. It keeps people on their toes. And, you know, you could potentially do that, Alicia, with every product and service that you offer and just change it up every week or every other week. And, you know, you'll start to really see some good results with that.
Absolutely. I agree wholeheartedly. I one of my specialties is in cross-branding and cross-branding and cross-merchandising. I mean, it's all about that, being able to reposition and repackage it in a way or tweak it in a way that's going to be able to service multiple industries. But that's why I resonate so much with you because We have like-minded in consciousness as it relates to the up-leveling, you know, of marketing. But I want to also give you the opportunity to share about any current or upcoming offers that you have that can support, you know, even some of the strategies that you shared today, or if there's even any other concepts that you want to bring out. I certainly want you to be able to do that.
Well, I appreciate that. One thing that I would share just kind of in closing, and this is something that's a very important important part of your marketing, for everyone's marketing, is mm-hmm. getting media interviews or getting yourself featured as a speaker or as, you know, writing and contributing content to blogs, to magazines, getting interviewed just like we're doing right now on a podcast, a radio show. It is so important because it helps build you up as an expert in your industry. And don't discount, you know, don't think, well, you know, I'm just selling health and wellness products. You know, you're doing a lot more than that. You know, you need to showcase why people should come to you. Why are you an expert in your industry? And one of the best ways you can do that is, it's getting that media exposure. And that kind of factors into one of the things that we started doing with our Strictly Women in Marketing. We have a premium upgrade membership, and right now we're doing a discount till the end of the year. If you sign up to be a premium member, it's only $79, and you get several benefits, but the main one that you get that everybody can benefit from is our media directory, because who does not need more media coverage?
Exactly.
And that media directory that we have, it's very robust. We have, you know, you can search by genre if you just want to be, you know, submitting your information to health and wellness shows or health and wellness websites. You can search in that medium, because anymore, our clients aren't just local. They're national and sometimes international.
Absolutely.
And you never know who's going to listen to, you know, a show that you did 2 years ago or read a blog post that you did, a blog post last week. You never know. So one of the things that we're offering right now for the first 200 members only is a one-on-one consultation with me as the founder. So I'm only doing 200 of those between now and the end of the year. And what we're doing is we're sitting down for an hour on the telephone. We're going over your media strategy, what your media goals should be, what you can talk about, coming up with two or three sample topics to, you know, entice people to want to have you on their show, helping you come up with sample questions, a sample outline for a show, and to also kind of reframe and use some of our email templates to contact some of the people that are in our media directory so you can be considered as a guest or possibly to help write, you know, for their blog or for their magazine to get more media exposure. And then, of course, creating a call to action, you know, for
very
being
important.
You know, on a show or writing in a blog post. So those are different things that we're doing in addition to letting it be a discount till the end of the year. So I'm hoping that people will take advantage of that. And, you know, even if you're out there trying to do that on your own, finding different shows to be a part of or blogs to write for, it can be very time consuming. And that's one of the things, one of the benefits of our feature of the media directory is we're helping you save a lot of time.
Right. Yes. Yes. That is wonderful. Yeah, it is certainly one of those platforms that you have that really will definitely help people to take it to the next level. And I like how you brought up about not doing this on your own, because no man is an island, and certainly in entrepreneurship, this is not the business of doing things alone. You have to have the help and the support and the team to be able to assist you to go to the next level. So, Carrie, your offerings are definitely ones that people should certainly jump on, because you're able to do that. And, again, that's why I really resonate with so much that you do, and I love your work, because you have the multiple platforms that people can be met at their own levels.
Well, I appreciate that, and hopefully people will be able to go to the site. It is a little bit long. It's strictlywomeninmarketing.wildapricot.org. And men are welcome to join as well. And you don't have to be an expert in marketing. If you're a woman business owner in direct sales, you would benefit immensely from joining the organization and learning more about marketing and getting the word out about your business.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I was just about to ask you to please share contact information or the website, you know, for that. And also, if you would provide your website for your Strictly Marketing magazine umbrella as well.
Sure. It's just strictlymarketingmagazine.com. That one's easy.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Okay, wonderful. Well, is there anything else that you would like to share as a closing comment? I tell you, you're someone I could just, like, listen to, like, all day, you know?
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because I'm definitely somebody that could talk all day long, Alicia, that's for sure. So I do appreciate you having me on the show. No, I would just say in closing, you know, as you're going over this weekend, what your marketing goals need to be for the following week, you know, try those things that we talked about, you know, shake it up a little bit, reframe one of those products or services that you offer, and, you know, track your results, have some type of call to action. So those are some really good things that you can think about and work on this weekend for, you know, the following week.
Yes, definitely. And listen, I am so glad, and I really mean this, that you've come here today and really just poured out, you know, for our audience, because they're going to benefit tremendously from everything that you shared. And certainly, if they will continue with you and take you up on your offerings, I mean, the sky is their limit for the infinite possibilities that can emerge from them just from being connected to you and also being able to follow what it is that you do so you can take them step by step, you know, into the various levels that they'll need, because entrepreneurship is all about evolution. And you start in one place, and then you evolve to another place, and you're going to still need some guidance and assistance to be able to help you take that to the next level. So, listeners, I do want to say that Carrie has the platforms to be able to help you to do that. And as she said, you don't have to be an expert marketer. You're someone in business, a woman in business. You can start at various levels, and she has all the platforms and the resources to be able to help you take that to the next level so that you can stay in that container and evolve who you are as a marketer. So, Carrie, again, that's why I'm always so highly impressed with who you are and what you do and what you bring to the table for next-level entrepreneurs.
Thank you, Alicia, and we appreciate you as well for having this platform for all of us and to be able to share different tips and ideas to be able to help everybody that tunes in. So thank you.
Oh, you are most welcome, and thank you so much, and I look forward to being able to have you back for several other marketing opportunities to share and to train our audience. So thanks again for being here today.
Thank you.
And you're most welcome. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to this segment of the Conscious Marketing Crossover. There have been some powerful conscious marketing concepts shared for you to focus on over the weekend so that you can get into right-inspired actions this coming week. And as always, it is time to become more awake in our marketing agendas. And this is the segment where you can become more conscious in your marketing awareness every Friday. And I am Alicia Nicole Waters from www.aliciawaterscrossindustries.com. And as always, I'm wishing everyone much success as you cross over into your weekend. And until next segment, stay blessed.